What's up, everyone? It's Ray Garvin, host of the Destination Devi podcast. If you're waiting until after the NFL season to start your college scouting process, you're already behind the eight ball. There are hundreds of college football games on each and every Saturday, far too many to keep up with, along with following your favorite NFL teams. But don't worry, this show is designed for not only you hardcore Devi leaguers, but those of you who want to learn about the next group of potential NFL stars and get a leg up in your traditional dynasty leagues. We don't just talk about the big name college football guys. We hit on the small school value prospects who also have a shot to make it to the next level. If you want to position your dynasty team for short and long-term success, make sure you check out the DDP on DLF and all the other amazing shows DLF has to offer.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night, last round. For AM lovers, oh that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people. I'ma keep on running this shit, let the games begin. A people person in a room of people. I'ma be the kid for the win, let the games begin.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Dynasty Game Night. And for once, this isn't Rocky. How weird is that, right? Like,
weird,
we completely,
man.
Just backseated that one. But no, I am Russ Fisher at Dynasty Outhouse, back again in the host chair. And I've also decided I want my friends around. So I have brought some voices you'll know and some voice you better damn well start learning, because he's awesome. First, we have John Bosch, we have Matt Price, and we have Antonio Donisi. So why don't we, in the order I just said, say hi.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
How cute was that? They actually
none of us said hi.
Didn't say anything else. all right. Well, everybody knows who John is. Everyone knows who Matt is. Antonio, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit?
Wait, do people remember us? It's been a long time, Russ.
Yeah, I don't know if people know who we are, Russ.
Hopefully they've completely
okay, let me reword that, and I'm not... Nobody cares who John and Matt are. Let Antonio just introduce himself.
Yeah. Much better, much better.
At Empire FFL and at Empricer, who knows?
Now I feel back at home.
Yeah, tough to follow. I was really, really nervous when I found out all three of you guys were going to be a part of this, but I'm really excited. And Antonio Donisi FF, I am a co-host of the Dynasty Mafia podcast with my brother Eric and a good friend Keenan. Yeah, just a lot of fun. Really excited. We are almost on episode 50, so you know, that's been Congrats. Going a lot of fun. Yeah, appreciate that, man. Russ was a big influence into that. I know he's been a guest a couple times. But no, come check it out. We have a website, DynastyMafiaPodcast.network as well. So
wait, hold on a second. John, have you been a guest?
No, I have not been invited.
I haven't been a guest either. So
this is awkward, because I've been on at least twice.
That's messed up. That's fine.
Well, would it make you feel better if I said we've only had two guests?
And they've both been Russ? Oh, that would make me feel
fair.
Worse.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Good, good, good. We'll get you guys on for sure.
You're safe.
And while, I mean, John and Matt don't know this, no one listening knows this, but Antonio was almost on Dynasty Game Night once before, except, oh, he had to bow out. I mean, I'm sure he knows exactly when this day was, because he had something important going on in his life.
Yeah, July 22nd last year, I was asked to be on it, but I let Russ know that my wife was due, and that night we happened to have Dynasty Game Night, and I brought my computer to the hospital and everything. I was prepared. But the internet was, I couldn't trust it. And I couldn't trust that, you know, my daughter wouldn't be born.
That was 3 days before my birthday, Antonio. So I feel a little bit slighted here that your baby is a little more important than I am.
That was the due date, July 25th. So if that means anything, that was the due date.
That means a little bit.
Dedication. Like, I yelled at Antonio after this. I'm like, wait. You were going to do this from the hospital? What the hell, man?
That is dedication.
Right? My wife was allowing it. That's the best part.
Wow. You got to keep her.
Oh, yeah.
She's amazing. Yeah, but I felt really bad. But I'm excited to be back, or to have an opportunity to come back.
Of course.
Right. And if you win, you'll get to come back yet again for the Tournament of Champions, which it might be 3 years from now, but it's going to happen.
Good.
Who the hell knows?
I was actually shocked that a podcast gets to episode 50. I believe we're getting close to that in a couple of years, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you do only do one a year, I mean, it takes a while.
Yeah, I missed that, but I love listening to this show, and I'm really, really excited to be on it. But
appreciate that.
Like I was telling you guys, I've been really anticipating it for a week. I've been so nervous about something that, you know, you don't really get scores for.
You should be nervous.
But tournament champions.
Also, liquid couraging himself with some screwball peanut butter whiskey, which is delicious.
Very good. I got some metal balls in here too. If anybody can see here, you just toss them in the freezer instead of ice.
You were gonna podcast from your wife's delivery room. You do have balls of steel. Yes. Good night, got everybody.
It. Nailed it.
That's it.
We can stop.
Done. We're not
balls
done.
We of have steel. Eye Manning.
Here we go.
Okay. Now we can end. Now it's over. We do have three games. Clearly, one of them is a name game, and Matt is in mid-season form already.
That's right.
I also, man, I have to go to my screen to find out what games we have. We have this or that, and I completely ripped off old friend of the podcast, Nathan Powell, for Rookie or the Vet. Yeah, John can sing it while he's on mute. I am not.
No, I wasn't even singing it. I was mouthing it, hoping you would take it.
I will sing Disney it. I am not going that high to try and.
We need to steal a cut of Nathan.
Just to clarify, that is like it's supposed to be Benny and the Jets, right?
Yes.
So why doesn't it go Benny and the Jets? He doesn't go rookie or the Vets. He doesn't do that. Why doesn't he do that? Seems like he's never heard.
No, he does that part. He just does the.
He goes rookie. That's different.
That's the part of the song.
I'll let you take it up with him.
Nathan, if you're listening, I have...
No, hold on. Let's get him here right now.
Beef. I've had some beef with you ever since you started this game however many years ago.
Okay, well, Antonio, you're not one of these jerks. You're special. Which game do you want to do first? Name game, this or that, or rookie or the vet?
So name game has got to be last.
Maybe. It just won't be first. You got to win this game to choose.
I got to get courage to be able to beat John in the name game. Let's try this or that.
Dismiss Matt altogether. Yeah, right there.
You got the wrong target here.
I might. Yeah, let's try this or that.
Okay, here we go. This or that. So the way this works is I went to the internet, this website called twitter.com, and I asked a lot of people that we all know a couple of questions that have two answers, multiple choice. Yes or no. A or B, all of those kinds of things. We then get a percentage of the total. You have to guess the correct answer. And then for a bonus point, you also get a chance to guess the difference between the two percentages. So this is, we're going to go around in a circle to answer, and then we'll go around in a circle again to guess the difference between the two percentages. So everyone, every question, everyone gets a chance for 2 points.
Okay.
Let's get started. We're going to go Antonio, John, Matt. That's the order we're going to go in. So first question, do you have kickers in your home league, either Dynasty or Redraft? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, sorry. I'm saying whichever one I think has the highest percentage on their answer.
Correct.
You're answering what the respondents answered.
Right.
First.
They said, you guys both said yes. I'll say no just to be different.
Yeah. Plus he asked on Twitter, which I should have considered the source. Damn it.
I wanted to sound fancy and say twitter.com, but it was, you know, GroupMe and all of the people, the way I can talk to people easily without having to try. So the answer is actually no.
Ooh.
Yeah. Once you said GroupMe, I had a feeling it might be no.
Yeah. He wasn't asking on Yahoo.
He's not. Yeah, exactly. He's not asking mainstream.
Go to yahoo.com. All right. So Matt gets 1 point. So starting with Antonio, what do you think is the percentage difference between the no's and the yes's?
So for example,
the closest to the answer gets the extra point. I don't think I said that correctly last time.
So for example, if I think it's 70-30 difference, then it's a 40-point difference.
Correct.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to go with that.
30%? 40%.
Yeah, 40%.
All right, John?
I'll go 41%.
Matt?
I was muted. I'll go 42% because that seems like the best answer.
Yeah. I was going to say 40, actually. That was my initial thoughts.
All right. Well, first of all,
I think it's actually closer to like 60 or 70%, but I'm going to stick with 42.
It's going to be 74%.
Because, first of all, 42 is the answer to every universe and everything.
Literally everything. But,
so the 53.4% of people say they do not have kickers. 46.46% said they did, which is a difference of 6.8.
Should have said 39.
So that Antonio gets that point because you guys just went in the wrong direction.
40 was going to be my guess.
It's funny because you two both said yes, people do have kickers, but then made it much larger gap between the people that said yes.
Because I then thought about your sample.
Yep. Who the people you asked?
You guys, see, you guys try and be smart, and it gets you in the wrong direction.
Next question. Oh,
I did that exactly the opposite way. That's not what I meant to do. I meant to go the other way.
You meant to go backwards.
Yeah. If you think it's a closer vote, that's a smaller answer.
No. Yeah, that was dumb. Good job, Antonio.
Or smart. Help me out.
All right. The next question: do you have defense and special teams in your home league, dynasty or redraft? Yes or no. John first. Oh. Sorry, we alternate. We go in
switching
around.
John, yeah. Okay.
Matt, Antonio.
I'll say yes again.
I'm going to say yes on that one as well.
Oh, I was hoping you'd be contrarian.
I'm going yes as well.
Ah, damn it.
The answer is yes. So, but on all of you. So now the question is, how many more percentage of people said yes, John?
I'm going to say 17%.
Okay, 17. What about you, Matt?
I assume we're doing whole numbers only here.
I'll say 22.347.
I have it to one decimal point if you want to get that.
Oh, my God.
3.1415.
Why would you have the one decimal
point? Because that's what Google Forms gives me. That's the only reason.
Matt, did you give a percent?
I did, 22%.
22, okay.
Decimal scoring, highly recommend.
I think we might be closer on our first guesses for this question. I'm going to say 34%.
All right. Well, the actual answer is 20.6.
Oh, in which case, snap.
Matt gets the point, being close. 1.4 away as opposed to John, who was like 3 away.
Wow. So 60-40, huh?
Oh, my God. You guys with your ice is freaking killing me.
So I get your balls, man.
Oh, my God. Just mute your mics every time you take a drink. Seriously.
No, I want everyone to know how thirsty.
Oh my God.
John loves it, like ice especially. He loves ice.
My wife, for my birthday, bought me this 40-ounce water because I never drink water, and now I don't stop, and I've got to go to the bathroom like every 2 hours.
So you get another 40-ounce for the way out.
There you go.
All right, so next question we have, and this is going to go Matt, Antonio, John. In a dynasty startup, okay, sorry, starting over.
I thought you paused.
Oh, we froze.
I missed part of the question.
I missed typing out part of the question. In a one quarterback dynasty startup, your running back one and wide receiver one are both on the board. Which do you take?
One more time.
In a one,
which is more important, Matt, running back or wide receiver?
Pretty much, that's what it comes down to. You're in a dynasty startup. Your running back one and your wide receiver one are both on the board. Which do you take?
I'm going to say running back.
I mean, that's what I want to say, but if I want to go contrarian, well, it's, I guess, what the answer I'm feeling. Yeah, but it's not what I want to say either. Let me go wide receiver. I'm going to do it.
Okay, yeah, the right answer is wide receiver, but people are stupid.
Seeing as there's,
so I'm going to say running back.
Seeing as there's only one running back worth taking in the first round now.
That is a very good point, but that's a conversation for a different show. The answer is, in fact, running back.
Yeah, because people are dumb.
So starting with Matt, what do you think the percentage difference is for people that did say running back?
11%.
All right, Antonio?
13.
Hmm. Okay.
10 was going to be my initial guess, so I'm going to stick with it.
All right, well,
I should probably go with
back to the first question kind of thing. It was 77.2 said running back, 22.8 said wide receiver for a difference of 54.4.
God. Such a terrible. That's so bad.
Wow.
Yeah. So we are halfway.
People are fish.
We are halfway through the game.
Recency bias, right?
No, so. People want their first round running backs, and I hate it. Well, actually, I love it because I won't take them. We are halfway through the game, and here's the score so far. Matt with 4, Antonio with 3, John with 2.
Yeah, this feels right.
Let's keep going. What is your... Actually, wait, what are we up to? 1, 2, 3. We're back to Antonio first. What is your preferred Dynasty platform? MFL or Sleeper?
Oh, God.
I'm so glad I brought you guys on for this.
I'm just going to be angry about the answer.
Keep in mind, these were being asked in Russ's chats.
Hold on. I forgot to ask this question. Were these the same people for all the questions? Same audience. Okay, I'm gonna say
more and more.
Every single question has 58 answers, so it's a decent.
That's true. I'm going with MFL.
Okay, John.
You asked them in your chats, so the I'm still gonna say Sleeper because people think it's better.
Matt.
Man,
I know it's gonna break Matt's heart to say Sleeper, so I know
I'm not gonna say MFL. I'm just not gonna say it. I'm not gonna do it. Yeah. I'm gonna say MFL.
I'm getting closer, guys. I am though. I am getting closer.
I had to take a chance to get a point here.
Well, the right answer is actually MFL.
Yeah, that's because of where you asked.
I think it's because of the demographic, because we're not old, but older fantasy football players, and we like MFL. World. We're not 19 years old.
And all of us are commissioners, probably in our own right.
Exactly.
That's a big thing.
And we want to make weird leagues. So.
Oh, God. Imagine John running a league on Sleeper.
I'm in fog of war with him, and I can only imagine.
It can't do any of my leagues. Oh, literally can't support one league that I run.
Nope.
I will. One day.
Back to Antonio. What is the percentage difference of people that chose MFL over Sleeper?
All right. So now we have some information. We have 58 answers.
Okay, that definitely does help.
It does, because each answer is worth about 2 percentage points.
Well, let me get out my calculator real quick.
Yeah, so seriously.
I'm gonna say the difference is 18%.
Okay, after Antonio is John.
I'll say 32%.
I love that someone finally went just different. It wasn't just like tiptoeing around the other person.
Well, I wanted to make Matt choose to either go in the middle of this or on one of the extreme sides.
That's the smart play.
There was a reason, Russ.
There's always a reason with you, John.
32 and what was the other? What was Antonio's 18. Answer?
18.
That felt like the right answer for me.
I'll go right. Close to the middle, 26.
All right, we should have gone closer to Antonio because 60.3% said MFL, 39.7% said Sleeper, which is a difference of 20.6. Mm. Okay.
That was close.
Two questions left. We cannot have a tie because I don't have tiebreakers. I did not think this. I never think tiebreakers through. All right. Full PPR or half point PPR, John?
I think people said full point PPR.
I'll say full point as well. Assuming we're talking about preference here, or what are we talking? Like the thing that most people play.
Full PPR or half point PPR. I did not specify at all.
I'm going to go contrarian again. I'm going to go half.
Well, you should not have done that.
Yeah, I know. It's probably full by a mile.
don't feed into John's game theory crap. Just do what you want to do, man.
Nobody wants to do fractions when they're looking at their scores. Nobody wants to go, they got 4. Oh, how many points?
I love numbers. And even I hate it. Like Russ's,
put your hand down, John.
The tight end, like the DDCL league where it's like half for running back, 1 for wide receiver, 1.75
for Eitan's fault. Don't blame me on that one. I did not choose that.
That's fun to do.
Tiered PPR. Yeah. No,
tiered PPR is the correct way to do it. So good job,
Beth. I know, but I just like being able to be like, oh, look, both of these guys caught 3 balls for 10 yards. I know how many points they both have.
Because 3 times 0.5 is really hard.
I got to know what position he is, you know.
And then we have Cordarrelle Patterson. Like,
there's one player that's an issue for. Maybe two, I guess. Taysom Hill. Two players.
It's also why, like, I like point for first down a lot, but it's never going to become standard because
that'll never become standard. No, but it is good. But it's also I understand that it is smarter for fantasy football, but it's, again, I love being able to see three catches, 10 yards. I know 4 points.
Yeah.
And I hope people get, I hope players get more than 10 yards out of three catches, but that's just the number that came out of my mouth. So I'm sticking with it.
Yep. But, basic. I think
I almost convinced my whole league. So
percentage.
Oh yeah. Percentage.
All right. So where are we? We just asked. Okay. So, John, how many percentage more people said full point PPR over half?
Even though
PPR.
It can't happen with 58 entries, I'm going to say 50%.
Okay.
Could happen. You got an even number.
Man. No, you can't have 75% first 20.
Oh, yeah, 50-50. I was thinking 50%. I'm apparently not in the game. So, okay. So 50 and 25. I'm going to say.
Matt, I love how quick you adjusted, too. The middle person at the day, the middle person should set the other boundary.
I'm going 58,
which, yeah, that was the 81% said full, 19 said half, for a difference of 62. Wow. So Antonio snuck in there and took the point.
Sure did.
Hey. Last question.
Made it for my contrarian play.
Antonio and Matt tied with 6 and John with 3. Ooh. So. John, don't screw this up for me.
I don't think I have any impact here.
Yeah, but
if you get it right, then we can still tie, and then
yes,
there's imaginary points, and we don't even want to do half PPR math. We can't do imaginary point math.
All right, Matt, do you currently play in a league with IDP? Yes or no?
I'm gonna say no.
Who goes after Matt? Antonio.
That'd be me. Yeah, no.
No.
No's have it, and they are correct.
Yep. you have to count on me not getting it.
Yes, I have to count on you not getting it.
Danny's last.
I'm going to fucking nail it.
You are, and it's going to
I hope you get it, like, dead on.
I'm going to the 10th.
I know, you're going to that decimal point. You're going to get it perfect. All right, Matt. How many percent of people said no over yes?
I'm going to go high, like 74%.
I was going high. I was thinking 84.
See, so I should just say 84.1. So I'll say 84.1 to screw with Russ.
I hope it's 80.
I mean, would be almost impossible. I can't do that. I'll go 83.9.
He wants to kill you. He wants to kill you. I love it.
It's fine because you guys were going in the wrong direction. It's 48.2.
Whoa.
So Matt, 74.1 said no. 25.9 said yes, which is a difference of 48.2.
25%? Wow. Almost 15 people, huh? I mean, I guess I'd been one, so who am I talking?
So, yes, no tie. Matt, congratulations. You win the first game.
Thanks.
Let me write that down so I don't forget.
Things feel right again.
Some things right never change.
Welcome back.
All right. Well, since you win, Matt, you get to choose the next game. Do you want to do name game or rookie or the vet?
Can I know how rookie or the vet works before I pick it?
Rookie.
Sure. I don't care.
Is it just the same as? Is it just the same? Is it just like either or? Like.
No.
Nathan's here? Okay.
Sort of. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I need a refresher.
Well, no, I have no idea if this was played the same way. It's just sort of the way I worked it. Rookie or the vet, what I did was I went to ADP before the first ADP of the season. And I found rookies in ADP and the vets that are right next to them. Hmm. And then this is positional, by the way, positional ADP. And then 4 weeks into the season, what is their positional rank in scoring? So you have to tell me who's the higher in their positional scoring, and then you're going to give me the difference between those two.
In scoring or ADP?
In scoring. Because they're ADP, they're right next to each other. There's a difference of one.
Mm-hmm. And what they are now.
Let's save the name game for the end. Let's do that one.
All right, because I also didn't realize that this is pretty much the exact same thing as this or that, so we might as well just do it right away, right?
Yeah.
I really thought this game was clever, and then I'm like, nope. Ah, man, that is the same thing. Oh, well.
Both fun.
We're good. We're doing it. So I pretty much already explained it. So we're just going to keep going, and I'll sort of explain it a little bit more as I go. Matt won. Matt chose. Matt's going to go first. So exact same thing as we just did. We're going to go in a circle. Everyone picks a player who they think is positionally ranked higher in scoring right now. And then after everyone does that, you're all going to guess the difference in positional scoring ranks between the two of them. Closest to it gets point. And because this is positional ranked, there is no decimal points. So we are keeping it a little bit more simple. All right, let's go. Right. The first is running backs 7 and 8 in ADP, Najee Harris and Nick Chubb. Najee Harris came in an ADP of 24.75, and Nick Chubb, they were tied at 24.75. So I want you, Matt, to tell me who is pretty much scoring higher, who has more points in this fantasy season. Leagues are Trade Addicts leagues. You're all in one, so I can actually use that. Are you in one, Antonio? I feel like you're in one.
I've been trying. Trade Addicts 11.
You've had him on your podcast more than once, and he isn't even letting you in his leagues, Antonio.
It's all random draws. Slap in the face. Yeah, random draws. Haven't got
the only person of the three of you on the screen right now. The only person that wasn't random was John, was because he gave me the idea for the league.
I don't think I was random either, because I was like, hey, I want to be in this, and you were like, you really? Do you want to be in? I was like, yeah, and then you put me in it. So I mean, I was, but
I drew your name. I asked you if you really want to be in it, and I put your name on the list, and it actually came up with the randomizer.
Wow, amazing!
Oh, Matt, just think, it could have gone another way, and you wouldn't.
I thought you wouldn't have been
in a draft.
No, you are no, Matt. You are not special.
I felt so special, Russ. I thought we were like, you know, and
just geez. Give me like your word. I can be in by TA20 if I don't make it in. I can get TA20.
Yes, by TA20, I will pity put you in. How about perfect. That?
Thank you.
Okay, so back to this game.
Okay, I'm going to say Najee Harris. Najee Harris has scored more points.
So you're choosing who has more fantasy points in the first 4 weeks of the season?
Najee
between
Harris.
Najee and Chubb.
Right now between Najee and Nick Chubb.
And then the difference for the next round.
Oh, points per game?
Oh, okay. Yes, okay.
I apologize. Not total points.
Not total points per game.
I'm going to still say, I'm still saying Harris.
Okay.
Antonio. Yeah, I'm going to say Harris too.
Same.
You are all correct.
So now we're going to go to the 10th, right?
Matt gets to choose how many spots are in between. How many running backs are in between?
Not points. How many running back spots? Not
points per game. It would be 2.4. No, right. I think
yeah.
It's
okay,
that makes sense.
That would be awful. So, how many running backs are in between Najee Harris and Nick Chubb? Matt,
I'll say 13.
Okay, Antonio.
I'm pretty sure Kareem's ahead of Chubb right now. So I think Harris is 5 or 6. If that's... I'm going to say 9.
Okay, John.
8.9.
There are 8.9 running backs. Yes.
8.
Is the 0.9 Mike Davis? I was looking for a better name. That's not a good one, but there's a better joke there somewhere.
It's Cordarrelle Patterson.
He's like 1.7 running backs.
He's like twice the running back that Mike Davis.
Cordarrelle Patterson is the actually. Can I? I won't say it, but yeah, because I don't.
He's like he's just behind only. He's behind only Derrick Henry, if I remember right.
Yeah, he's pretty. Stubborn.
In NFL, he's a wide receiver. He's the wide receiver 5.
All right. Crazy.
Okay.
I said 8.
I completely blanked at everyone answers. Well, the answer is 10.
Ooh, I said 13.
And I said 9.
All right, so Antonio gets the point because I got sidetracked. And Najee Harris is running back 5 with 18.58 points per game. Nick Chubb, running back 15, 14.7 points per game.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Kareem's ahead of him. That's crazy right now. He was killing it the first 2 weeks.
He's so freaking talented. They just don't throw him the ball. Next question, starting with Antonio. Wide receivers 5 and 6 in ADP, Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb. Ja'Marr Chase an ADP of 24.5, CeeDee Lamb 22.75. Who is higher in their positional ranks?
Ja'Marr Chase.
Chase.
Yeah, Chase.
Ooh.
I typed the wrong numbers. All right, yes. Yes, the answer is Chase. You all got that right. That was... that gets harder, I promise. Okay, so starting with Antonio, what's the difference between the two players?
I'm going to say 23.
That feels like a pretty good number. I'm going to say 24 and make Matt decide if he wants to go over me or under.
I'm definitely going under that. I'm going to say...
make sure 23 is the right answer.
No, it's way under that. It's,
I don't know.
See, Lansman.
Not way under that.
Yeah, the last couple
weeks. I'm going to say 16.
Because I think Jamar Chase is like close to top five.
Yeah. Chase is up there.
Not up there enough. Matt gets the win. Hold on. Jamar Chase, wide receiver 15 with 17.63 points per game. CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver 32 with 13.65, a difference of 17.
Nice.
There you go.
Next question going to John. We have wide receivers 22 and 23. Devonta Smith or Mike Evans? Devonta Smith, 69.5 ADP. Mike Evans, 68.25.
Oh, man. Evans has had like one huge game. Smith has been somewhat more consistent. This is one that definitely feels closer.
He's had two touchdowns called back, too. Long ones.
Imaginary points don't count in
fantasy. I know.
Just, I mean, maybe they should, but, you know.
They do in this game, at least.
Yeah.
I think I'll go Smith. I'm going to go Devonta Smith. Because I know, man, Evans, like, blanked a game, too. At least one. I know. He's on rosters.
Matt.
No, I'm going to go Evans. I think he had one bad game, but the other three have been pretty good. So I'm going to go Evans.
Antonio.
Yeah, I think I'm following Matt there. As much as Smith had a really good game last week, he still has he's got one touchdown, I think. I'm going to go Evans.
The correct answer is Mike Evans. Okay. But the question is, how far apart are Mike Evans and Devonta Smith?
It's PPR, right?
Wide receiver positions. 7.
Okay. Matt.
Man, I don't like being in the middle. 16 worked last time. Let's try 16 again.
Oh, wow. Well, I originally had 7 in my head, John. Oh, you got 16. I'm gonna go 11.
Matt takes the point. Whew. All right, Mike Evans is. Mike Evans is wide receiver 23 with 15.75 points per game. Devonta Smith is wide receiver 46 with 11.93 points per game.
Wow.
He has like one touchdown or something, right?
Right, Smith? But he's got...
So, but Evans has four touchdowns.
Yeah, and I mean, it all comes out in an average, but...
Maybe not four. He had one two-touchdown game,
put up like 3 points. All right, so that's halfway through. Again, I felt like it was a good idea to make 6 questions. I got to start working this a little better. But halfway through, Matt with 5, Antonio with 4, and John with 2. John just isn't good at this. I don't know what to tell
you. You think I remember who scored points last week like it matters? No.
It mattered then, John. It mattered then.
It matters now, John.
Okay.
I think that puts us back to Matt going first. QB 16 and 17, Zach Wilson or Ryan Tannehill? Zach Wilson, 46.75 ADP. Ryan Tannehill, 45.75.
That's a good one. I'm going to stick with the vet and Tannehill, but I'm not 100% on this one.
Wilson has so many interceptions that I think that's what could hurt him.
Yeah, but it's only -1, I think, in TA, right? So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's 4 points per touchdown, -1 for an interception. Oh, wow. Nice little. Oh, I wouldn't know.
All right. You know what? You know, because I'm going Zach Wilson.
Okay.
John. Tannehill.
Okay. So John's not terrible at this because that's the right answer. Ryan Tannehill is the higher scoring quarterback. But Matt, how many spaces are in between Ryan Tannehill and Zach Wilson?
It can't be that many. I'm going to say 6.
Antonio.
Three. Seven.
Good answer, John.
John definitely game theoried this one.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill is quarterback 19 with 20.65 points per game. Zach Wilson, quarterback 30 with 14.54 points per game, a difference of 11.
As bad as Tannehill's been, I guess. Man, that's bad, bad, bad for Wilson.
To be fair, Wilson has played like three of the best defense. Thank you. Three of the best defenses in the league, you know, and then they finally got a good matchup with Tennessee. So, you know. Sorry. We're not supposed to talk actual fantasy football on this show. I apologize. Sorry.
I didn't know if I should respond. Sorry.
No. We just make fun of people that try and actually talk real fantasy football things. Two more questions. This one goes to Antonio first. We have running back 28 and 29. Trey Sermon or Myles Gaskin? Ugh. Trey Sermon, right? Trey Sermon, ADP of 100. Myles Gaskin, 101.9. And remember, this is points per game, so it doesn't matter that Sermon was a healthy scratch.
They actually have scored points?
Yes, Sermon had a good...
Spoiler alert, not a lot.
I'm going to say Sermon.
I will also say Sermon.
I can't. He didn't play basically the first two games.
Doesn't matter though.
It's per game. No, it's not. It's Gaskin.
No, I'm saying the game is points per game based, Matt. So when he doesn't play, it doesn't
total,
play.
Yeah.
No, I get it, but I'm still saying Gaskin.
And it's the right answer. This is you ready for some grossness? Actually, no. It's the grossness afterwards, I really want to read this.
Yeah,
and I can't.
It's gonna
yet.
Be
Antonio.
Like.
Don't say it. Antonio, what is the difference between Gaskin and Sermon?
Well, I've been pretty wrong the last couple rounds, so I in points per game. 4.
That was the number that was in my head, so
10.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, but what are you going to do now, Matt?
He's just in this to get it.
Because if it's like 8 or 9,
it's closer to 4 than 10. So
go 5.
I kind of want to go under 4, but I'm not going to. I'm going to say, I'll play the odds and say 5.
You got to remember, it's decimal scoring. So there's probably some junk RB that is squeezing in there. A few of those squeezing in there.
There is not, because it is 5 apart.
Oh,
wow. Is it really? 5 exactly?
Yeah. 5 exactly.
Good play.
Myles Gaskin is running back 47 with 7.98 points per game, and Trey Sermon is running back 52 with 7.03 points per game.
I was going to say before, good. I think they both have to be under like 9 points a game. It's not.
It's not a lot, but...
I when I was scrolling down ADP, it made me so happy to see these two next to each other.
Well, last week he had like 12 points, I think. But yeah, the week before that, no.
So this is a tribute to my two wonderful, amazing co-hosts in John and Matt. We're going to talk tight ends number 2 and 3.
Yes.
Kyle Pitts and Darren Waller. Kyle Pitts in ADP of 370.
You just want us to choose not Kyle Pitts, and that's just that's just not nice, Russ.
Well, it's a redraft based game with points per game in season, so we're okay, Matt. We're okay.
Don't take this away from me, John. Okay,
you should not
so...
have been choosing Pitts over Waller in redraft. That would have been a mistake. It always was.
Kyle Pitts has an ADP of 37.75, Darren Waller an ADP of 38.5, because, yes, we're drafting Kyle Pitts before Darren Waller.
As you should, but they're both too low.
I'll agree with half of that statement. Okay. What? John, you go first.
I mean, Waller's...
Should I just give everyone the point on this one? Because yes. This is me having fun.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
It also doesn't matter because Matt won this game and won the night, but
perfect.
Let's do it anyway. Let's start with John. What is the positional difference between Kyle Pitts and Darren Waller?
7. Tight ends are gross.
I think it's more than that.
I think Pitts is still like a tight end one. unless any of those that blew up.
Oh, is it
up,
me? Sorry.
Unless I'll any say, of the tight ends that blew up.
What did you say? 7? No, it's more than that. I'll say 10.
Antonio.
That's probably too low, in fact.
So 8 was in my head, so I guess I got to play the strategy, go with 11.
And it was the right strategy because...
I think it's like probably 15 was my guess.
Darren Waller right now, tight end 2. Kyle Pitts right now, tight end 16. Difference of 14. For no reason whatsoever, I'm still going to say, hey, Antonio got that point. Oh, real quick. Darren Waller, 20.35 points per game. Kyle Pitts, 11.29. So this game ends with Matt with 9, Antonio with 6, John in again last place with 5. So Matt does, in fact, win the night, but we're playing the freaking name game anyway. Because
why don't you read those names real fast in between Pitts and Waller? Read those names for us, the tight ends in between.
It's just the touchdowns.
Yeah, because there's gonna be like Max Williams and
let's Tyler let's Conklin hear these names and how like, crazy
Durham Smythe.
It's didn't CJ Azoma just have like a big game or something a couple weeks ago?
Azoma's game definitely put him ahead.
Russ doesn't want to do it.
TJ Hockenson, Dalton Schultz, Dawson Knox, Noah Fant, George Kittle, Mark Andrews, Mike Gesicki, Dallas Goedert, Jared Cook, Tyler Conklin, the aforementioned Max Williams with 2 X's, Tyler Higbee, and then Kyle Pitts.
So basically there's one in there that you could make an argument. An argument.
Maybe 3 if you really like fans.
I'm going to say 1 because I don't think Kittle's even in the conversation anymore. So.
Wow.
I am worried about
They're George saying Kittle. It's his ankle, but I mean... And from here on out, like if Lance is a starter, the passing volume is going to go. You know, I don't know. Sorry, I know
we're not talking fantasy football.
Sorry, I can't help it.
We are talking name game. That's what we are talking. I am, you know what? I am not going to try to explain the name game. I can't do it. No one ever can.
Perfect. Just start. Let's go.
You'll figure it out. But
John's
I will.
Got
say,
some place to be. Jeez, he's rushing.
No, I just let's go.
He's just sad that he's losing.
I agree. If you are a first-time listener to this show, go listen to a different episode. I think we're done explaining the name game.
Also figure it out as you go along. But hey, if you're a first-time listener, thanks for joining in.
Thank you, guys.
Hi.
I'm going to read the clues. If the clue goes first, the answer goes first. If I read the player first, the player goes first. Shout your name as the buzzer. If you get it without any clues,
you're
3 points.
Explaining.
2 points. I'm explaining the points. I'm not explaining how the name game works because no one could ever do that correctly. But
what's
fine.
What's the category?
Childhood games.
Ooh.
Okay.
So I am going to pretty much explain the game, and you'll have to guess the game.
First clue.
One person stands at the end of a field with their eyes closed. Other players try to tag the person but have to freeze when the player turns around and shouts this phrase. NFC East running back.
Oh, they have to shout this phrase?
The one on the other side of it?
The one person with their eyes closed shouts this phrase and turns around, and everyone has to freeze after they shout it and turn around.
And you're looking for the name of the game.
No, this one is the phrase that they shout. Because I think I'm not sure if it's the name of the game, but at least this is what they shout.
And I'm sorry.
What was the position and stuff?
Yeah. NFC East running back.
I'll quit knocking.
I don't think I have the game right, sorry. Is he on the team? Antonio.
I thought I knew the game, but apparently I don't.
I don't Red Rover Smith? Or no, Red Rove. Oh, I didn't get it right. Never mind. Who am I thinking of? I was thinking Edo Smith.
Right game. Sorry. That's not the game, is it? That's
not even that great game.
That's Red Rover. We call whoever over.
Yeah.
And then they run and
try and break through the arms of the people on the other side.
No.
Red Rover Vernon Davis. I'm sorry. I had to think of something.
I'm ready for the team, I guess. Whenever.
Me too. I'll take a clue about the player.
The player, Cowboys.
It's a running back?
I feel like you don't know the name of this game or the phrase even.
I
don't know what game it is.
The phrase I have, ready or not, here I come.
That is not it.
That is not. I'll tell you the phrase that I have. The phrase I have is is red light, green light is the name of the game. So it's either red light or green light is the phrase that they're going to say.
I think he's going. My initial thought was hide and seek. Red light Joe Elliott,
but is when they freeze, right? You're turned around.
All right, and so maybe okay. So maybe this red is light. Like a
regional game,
a gray duck thing, because yep. there's let's just say there's numbers involved when I've played it.
Whoa! Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the phrase.
Can you tell the phrase?
Oh, you don't know the name of the game.
I guess the name of the game is technically red light, green light, but.
Yeah, different name.
Yeah, I don't know the. I don't know what you say other than red light or green light. I don't know what you say. So,
red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. Wow, Ezekiel okay. Elliott.
Sure.
Well, that's. Yeah, I've never said 1, 2, 3.
Hide and really? Ezekiel Elliott would have been a lot easier, but that's okay.
I was like light. Wait, ite. What?
I don't know where I was going, to be honest.
Sorry, no one knows. I didn't mean to ruin your game, Russ. I'm sorry that you guys played wrong.
That was a tough one from the beginning because it wasn't actually even the name of the game. This one will be a lot easier. AFC East head coach and red and black pieces with diagonal movements.
Antonio. Bill Belichickers.
Nice.
Bill Belichickers.
Nice.
I'm not even keeping score. No, Antonio was 3. Next one. AFC South running back. AFC South running back, just in case I didn't say that correctly. A popular children's game in which at least two players conceal themselves in a set environment to be found by one or more players.
Can you repeat that?
Matt, say that. Carlos, hide and go seek or hide and seek.
Yes. And jerk John almost ruined that by using hide and seek, but with Ezekiel Elliott.
So you could have had Carlos hide and go seek Ezekiel Elliott.
But I didn't. Did
but you
I?
Didn't. But damn, it would have been good.
Next clue. Board game where players race to the castle by flipping over cards with colors or delicious treats on them. And AFC North quarterback.
John.
Go.
Candy Landy Dalton.
Candy Landy. Yep.
It's fun to say Candy Landy. I like
yep.
it.
Sure is. Candy Landy Dalton. Next question.
We don't have nearly as many answers for that as we used to when we had like Andrew Luck. And
yep.
I'm sure there was some more.
Card game with four colors and wilds where goal is to put down all of your cards and AFC West tight end.
AFC West. Oh, why am I blanking on the name? AFC West tight end.
This was probably
the goal of so many card games is to get rid of all your cards.
But do all of them have four colors and wilds?
Well, most decks of cards will have four colors.
Well, I know the Nick Carr game, I think, but I can't get to the tight end for some reason.
Yeah, AFC West tight end. I said it. Okay, yes. Just making sure because I made this a while ago.
And the game was first, right?
Oh, Antonio. Unoa Fant.
Unoa Fant.
I was like, Uno Kue Bunam.
That's exactly
right
what
there.
I did.
I was like, wait a minute.
I'm like, Albert's got to fit.
Oh, I feel so stupid now.
That Unoa Fant really made me happy. All right, last one.
Good one.
Adult Mad Lib style card game where the goal is to make the funniest, most offensive joke possible.
Matt, Cards Against Humanity Higgins.
Oh, I was going to. Damn it. Don't be T. Higgins. Be a different T. Damn it.
Yep, it's T. Higgins. Yes. I love me some T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Well, this might go down as like the shortest name, the shortest Dynasty game night in history. I didn't realize how short all of these were, but I had fun. That's all that really matters. I don't care if you guys did.
This was originally supposed to be like a half an hour show. So,
yes,
you know,
oh,
good.
I said to my wife, I said, I'll be done in like 2 hours.
Oh, no.
So
no,
we're
no,
doing
no.
pretty good.
Oh, my God. I would cry I know how much if that I was in here hosting this show for 2 hours. I mean, I like you guys, but not that much. Okay. Yeah. Well, Matt wins. So, sorry, Antonio, you don't get to come back ever again. That's what happens when you lose.
All right, come on, let's come up with
you
more.
Come back, you can come back once you get into TA. Yeah,
TA 20, we got to
celebrate.
Time.
All right, so we've got an NFC South. Well, I better read it in the correct way. Board game about gaining properties and NFC
Call of
South.
Call of Catan. Oh, never mind. I was going to say
NFC
Antonio
South
Gibson.
Tight end.
Is he over there?
Monopoly Smith.
Monopoly Smith.
Is. I wanted to get another dig on.
I wasn't sure if he was on the Raiders or not. Oh, that's rude.
Another confidence dig because Lee Smith trolled us all.
Hey, just to say, man, he's on pace for like 850 yards right now, and he's doing so crappy.
I am well aware.
All the peripherals are there. He's ready to explode.
He's literally just not found the end zone.
Matt Ryan is
fucking Julio. He's Julio.
Julio all over. Right, everyone, say goodbye again. Matt, John, Antonio, you're important. They're not. Why don't you just actually say goodbye and remind everyone who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. At Antonio Denisi FF on Twitter, the Dynasty Mafia podcast at Dynasty Mafia _FF. You could follow us on YouTube as well, Spotify, wherever you listen, the website, DynastyMafiaPodcast.network. Check us out. We're a lot of fun. We're going to get Matt and John on for the future, that's for sure. But we've got to have Russ back on. He's been a good time. So I appreciate you guys for having me on again.
Thanks for coming, man. It was fun.
Goodbye. Do you guys actually have anything to say?
Goodbye again.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
This is awkward. I didn't hit the stop button yet. This is still going.
How long?
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.